Should the Eastern Orthodox pray the rosary? If by rosary we mean the angelic psalter, then by all means, yes. Many people wrongly believe that the rosary, praying 150 Hail Marys, is only Roman Catholic, only Western, and it is Latin. And one of the criticisms that I get pretty commonly here on the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast is from Eastern Catholics who say something like, Holy Mother Russia, Mount Athos, Greece, Syria, we do not pray rosary. We pray Chokki. We pray Akathist. We pray Jesus prayer. And they say that I should not be saying at the end of every podcast, pray the rosary every day or you're not on the team, because that is excluding the Eastern Christians who do not have the rosary. Someone even recently suggested to me, hey, you should say every once in a while, pray the rosary every day you're not on the team, or substitute in something like the Jesus prayer or the Akathist or something like that. And I said, well, I disagree. I believe every baptized person should pray the rosary. And we're going to see today that the rosary, although it was given to St. Dominic by Our Lady in the 1200s, it was actually given to the monks originally in the East, in Egypt. And then again in the 700s, and then again was discussed by this man right here, Saint Seraphim of Sarov, who would pray 15 decades a day as a Russian Orthodox monk, priest. So before we get into all that, we are going to open up with prayer. And like a good Latin, I'll do it in Latin. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Mother Russia, Mount Athos. Should they be praying the rosary? I encountered something interesting as I was putting together and writing this book, The Rosary in 50 Pages. Now, if you look at the subtitle of this book, I did something on purpose that's provocative, and that is, if I can adjust this here, that's not letting me adjust. Come now, software. Here we go. Nope, it won't let me adjust it. Anyway, on this book here, right over here, the subtitle, it's a little small for you, is A Layman's Quick Guide to Mary's Psalter. You see, the rosary is a nickname. It's not the real name. The real name is Our Lady's Psalter. Because in the early church, the first monks, Paul of Thebes, Anthony of Egypt, they would pray the Psalms. And the goal was to pray all 150 Psalms in a day. Every day, pray the Psalms, breathe the Psalms, the rhythm of the Psalms. And Saint Benedict of Nursia, he took the pattern of Saint Basil the Great, brought it out west, and he made things lax. He said, let's do the Psalms over 7 days. So we'll do the 150 Psalms over the 7 days. We'll go through the Psalter every week. So if you've been a monk for 1 year, you've been through the Psalms 52 times. 2 years, 104 times. Eventually, this becomes part of your soul. It's beautiful. Now, in the East and in the West, there were monks who were illiterate, had learning differences, could not keep up with this cycle. And so another practice emerged, and that is to say 150 of something in place of the 150 Psalms. It can be 150 Our Fathers or 150 angelic salutations, what we in the West call the Hail Mary or the Ave Maria. In the time of St. Dominic, it was called the angelic salutation because St. Gabriel saluted, the angel saluted Our Lady, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." Now, I'm going to read to you from page 18 in Rosary in 50 Pages. Quote, "As stated above, St. Jerome records that St. Paul of Thebes prayed on a knotted rope. But he does not tell us what Paul was praying. It could have been the Jesus prayer. It could have been the angelic salutation. It could have been the Our Father. There is a matching Eastern Orthodox tradition that the 4th century monks of the Egyptian Thebed were praying 150 angelic salutations, Hail Marys, grouped into 15 decades, following the pattern of the 150 Psalms. Corresponding to this Egyptian tradition, the Eastern Orthodox rule of the Theotokos consists of 150 Hail Marys with 15 corresponding mysteries." So praying 150 angelic salutations is not just Dominican, it's not just Latin, it's not just Western or Roman Catholic. The idea of 150 Hail Marys is universal. It is universal. So when I say pray the rosary every day, it could be the Dominican rosary. It could be the Brigantine rosary. In fact, in the back of this book, I list all the different variations of the rosary in the back. The Franciscan rosary. Or it could be the rule of the Theotokos, which is what St. Seraphim of Sarov practice. Now, let's turn to St. Seraphim. You can see him here. That's St. Seraphim right there. He died in, I think it was 1833. Is that correct? Yes, 1833. All right, so he's a 19th century saint. And he said that many miracles can be done. Much sanctity is attained, as we know in the West, by praying the 150 angelic salutations. Now, in the West, we say, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." That's from Luke's Gospel, with the word Mary and Jesus added. And then, around, I document it in the book, around the 1300s, 1400s, 1500s, additions are being made. But eventually, in the West, it becomes devotional to then say, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death." Originally, that "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death" was not there. If you had watched St. Dominic pray the rosary, he would not have said that, most likely. He would not have said that second part. Now, the Eastern Hail Mary also developed. I'll put it on the screen so you can see it. This is the Eastern Hail Mary. Okay, it goes like this. "Hail, O Virgin Theotokos Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, for thou hast borne the Savior of our souls." Amen. So you can see that the beginning is also from Luke. It's the "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." But added in is, "O Virgin Mary Theotokos." O Virgin Mary Theotokos. So there's a little bit of embellishment, and it's beautiful, and it's wonderful. And I would say if you are a Eastern Christian, Eastern Catholic or Eastern Orthodox, by all means, this is how you should be praying the Hail Mary. The angelic salutation. It's beautiful. Or you could pray it the way we do. It's basically the same with a little bit of additions. Both additions in the East and the West are perfectly Orthodox devotional in good. All right, I'm going to read from you. Again, this is on page 18 of Rosary in 50 Pages. By the way, if you don't have a copy of Rosary in 50 Pages, get one. It's a fantastic book. I wish when I was a Protestant or a brand new Catholic that this book existed. It gives you the history of Marian devotion. Why do we pray to Mary? The history, which we're talking today, of how the Rosary comes together. The theology of the Rosary. And then the end of the book is how to pray, quotes from saints and popes on why you should pray the Rosary. And it has a beautiful chart and then instructions on how to pray the Rosary. For example, my buddy, Stephen Nelson, made this beautiful chart here, which is in the book. It's on page 39. And it explains in detail how you pray the Rosary in English and or in Latin. So it's a great little book. This is the ideal book to give to a Protestant. If you're a new Catholic or you're new to the Rosary, get this book. You can get it on Amazon, Catholic bookstores. I'll send you a signed copy if you support this podcast on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. Okay, here is what we read from Father Zosima, who was a spiritual son of St. Seraphim of Sarov. As I said, died in 1833. Quote, I forgot to give you a piece of advice vital for salvation. Pause. This 150 cycle of the rule of the Theotokos, he says, is vital for salvation. So, if an Eastern Orthodox says, we do not pray rosary, you're wrong. This is vital for salvation. I don't care if you don't call it the rosary, but the idea of 150 angelic salutations is vital for salvation. Continuing, say the O Hail, Mother of God and Virgin 150 times, and this prayer will lead you on the way to salvation. This rule was given by the Mother of God herself in the 8th century, and at one time all Christians fulfilled it. It is not a Western thing. You can't say, well, gee, Taylor, you shouldn't be saying every pray the rosary or not on the team. It's kind of exclusive to Eastern Catholics. We pray this thing called the Akathist hymn. I do too. Here's my Rocor Jordanville prayer book. I pray this, page 215, Akathist, the Theotokos. Beautiful. I do pray this. I love it. It's wonderful. But so is the rosary of the rule of the Theotokos. Father Zosima goes on. We Orthodox have forgotten about it, and St. Seraphim has reminded me of this rule. In my hands, I have a handwritten book from the cell of St. Seraphim containing a description of the many miracles which took place through praying to the Mother of God, and especially through saying 150 times, O Hail, Mother of God and Virgin. If, being unaccustomed to it, it is difficult to master 150 repetitions daily, say it 50 times at first. Pause. This is exactly what we do in the West. Ideally, we do 150. My rule of thumb is Sundays and feast days, I shoot for 150. Every other day of the year, I do 50. Always a minimum of 50, but on important days, I go for 150. He goes on to say, this is Father Zosima about St. Seraphim of the Russian Church. If being unaccustomed to it, it is difficult to master, oh, I already said this part, 150 daily, say at least 50 at first. After every 10 repetitions, say the Our Father once and, quote, open unto us the doors of thy loving kindness. Whomever he spoke to about this miracle working rule remained grateful to him. End quote. All right, that's page 19. Now, there is a difference. In the Dominican tradition, we have the 15 mysteries corresponding to the 150 Hail Marys. They are the Annunciation of Gabriel to Our Lady, the Visitation of Our Lady to St. Elizabeth, the Nativity of Our Lord in Bethlehem, the Presentation of Our Lord in the Temple, and then the Finding of Our Lord when he was about 12 years old, after 3 days of being lost. The sorrowful are the agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning of thorns, and the carrying of the cross, and the crucifixion and death of our Lord for our sins. And then the five glorious are the resurrection of Christ, the ascension of Christ into heaven to the right hand of the Father, the descent of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, the dormition and assumption of Our Lady, and then finally, the coronation of Our Lady by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Saint Seraphim of Sarov, in his Eastern, his Russian rule of the Theotokos, has 15 decades, but they are a little bit different. I'm going to put them on the screen here. Boom, there they go. You'll see that the first one is Nativity of the Virgin Mary, her birth. Then the Presentation of Mary in the temple when she was 3 years old. And then we jump into what we know in the Dominican tradition of the Rosary, the Annunciation, and then the Visitation, and then the Nativity, and then the Presentation. Everything's going great. And then, flight of the Holy Family into Egypt, which is one of the sorrows of Our Lady, but not something we typically pray on the Rosary. Here, St. Seraphim in Russia has this mystery. And then finding of Jesus in the temple. Next is turning water into wine. This is not in the Dominican Rosary. John Paul II suggested the luminous mysteries. And this is one of them, the miracle at the wedding of Cana. Almost every day, I get a DM, message, email, letter. Taylor, what do you think of the luminous mysteries? I have a very articulated position on the luminous mysteries, and I'm not going to go over it because it's in this book on page 43. If you want to know what I think about the luminous mysteries, page 43. And then for St. Seraphim of Sarov, the 10th mystery is the crucifixion and death, which corresponds to our 10th mystery. And then the glorious mysteries, the final five, are identical to the ones that we typically pray. The resurrection, the ascension, the descent of the Holy Ghost, the Assumption of Mary, and the crowning of Mary. And in following these 15 mysteries of the rule of the Holy Theotokos, which I will show to you now, if it'll come on. Here we go. This is the rule of the Holy Theotokos. Someone on Twitter just before the show said, hey, here's a great printout of the rule. Let me scroll up so you can see it. Here it is. Prayer rule of Theotokos. And it breaks it down here. It actually begins, we say the Apostles' Creed. This one begins with the Nicene Creed. Doesn't surprise me. Very Eastern, very solid, very good. But this is it. It's a printout. Just Google it. You can get it. All right. And then, if you like, here is Rosary in 50 pages. It looks like this. And it gives you the history and how to pray the Rosary. I think it's important. And yes, I do talk about the rule of the Theotokos in this book. And you can see here in Rosary in 50 pages that I side by side Dominic's mysteries with Seraphim of Sarov's mysteries. You can see them laid out there pretty perfectly. And it's kind of neat to compare and contrast. And then the power of the Rosary, all the miracles that have been done by the power of the Rosary over time. There it is. So, my Eastern Catholic friends, my Eastern Orthodox friends, the Ortho Bros like to come after me on Twitter sometimes. It's fine. I've learned a lot from the East. I love the East. I pray, one of my resolutions during Lent is to pray the Jesus Prayer, especially in the car. I'm not listening to music. So anytime I'd be listening to music alone, I am trying to pray the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, over and over, and to present myself before Christ, keeping him hopefully in my presence as I try to pray. So to me, it's not about we do Chalky, we do Jesus Prayer, we do Akathist, we don't do Rose. No, that's not it. That's like me saying, well, we do statues, we don't do icons. No, you go to Rome, and in the churches all over the place are icons, Byzantine icons, Byzantine mosaics. You see, there was this cross-pollinization that was going on during this whole time. Constantinople and Rome are not that far apart. When we say East and West, it's not like, you know, China and Spain. Constantinople, Rome, right there. They're right there. So, should the Eastern Christians, the Eastern Orthodox, pray the rosary every day? Yes, indeed. As Father Zosima said, it is advice vital for salvation. As St. Seraphim of Sarov said, that it is that many miracles have taken place by reciting the rule of the Theotokos, these 15 mysteries. I think it's lovely, and I think it's beautiful. One more thing I'll say before I sign off here, and that is, if you look at Our Lady of Fatima, and I know the Ortho Bros are gonna knock Our Lady of Fatima, all right? But if you look at Our Lady of Fatima, she actually looks to me, maybe I'm off here, looks to me, because she comes down in 1917, right when the Romanovs and the Russian czars, Caesars, are to be killed and martyred. She comes down off her throne and says that the Pope needs to consecrate Russia so that these errors of communism, Marxism, and atheism, and feminism do not spread to the rest of the world. And if you look at how she is depicted, she is holding a rosary and, yes, the Eastern Chalky. I know there's a Greek word for it as well. But the prayer rope. It's an East-West situation. It's an East-West situation. So, Catholics during Lent, Westerners, should you be praying the Jesus Prayer? Yes. Should you get a copy of the Akathist hymn of the Theotokos and pray it every Friday during Lent? Yes, I think you should. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Eastern friends, should you be praying 150 or at least 50 angelic salutations, as has been done in the East, according to St. Seraphim of Sarov, since the 700s? You know, a lot of people say, oh, Dominic, he didn't have the rosary. That's all myth. That's all legend. They didn't have all that. Look, this stuff is ancient, and it predates St. Dominic. When they opened up the tomb of St. Gertrude, who died in the 600s, guess what they found in her tomb? A saint who died in the 600s, they found rosary beads in her tomb. People were shocked. They said, I thought rosary beads came much later in the medieval era. No, this shows what Seraphim of Sarov taught was correct. There was a time when people who could not pray 150 psalms every day or even every week, what they did is they wanted to do the 150, and so they subbed in the 150 angelic salutations. It happened in the East. It happened in the West. It's a Christian thing. It's a baptismal thing. It's a Marian thing to pray, to seek Our Lady's assistance 150 times, and if you can't do 150, 50. Catholicism in the in the chat says, Doctor is not advocating liturgical cross-contamination. He's suggesting a taste testing of sharing heritage between East and West. Look. I go to the Latin Mass. I say the Kyrie eleison ninefold in Greek. Why? Because the Roman liturgy was originally in Greek, not Latin. All trads know that. And there are things in our liturgy and feasts in the Roman church that come straight from Constantinople. Straight from Constantinople. If you want to learn more about this, I have a whole course on it. It's called the Latin Mass in History of the Roman Rite. You can take it at newstthomas.com. I got a link for it here. I always think, oh, there it is. newstthomas.com. If you go to the page, sign up. Even if you don't see it, you're still going to get that course. And I go through examples of how the Roman Rite, in particular during Holy Week, was enriched by the liturgy of Constantinople being transported to Rome by whom? Greek popes. For almost 100 years, we had popes from the East. We had entire monasteries in Rome in the 700s. All they did was the Greek liturgy. So it's not a cross-contamination. That doesn't make sense to me. It's not a cross-contamination. There is a healthy, wait, I never use this word in a positive way. I'm about to do it for the first time. A dialogue. There was a dialogue going on back then. All right. Well, I'm going to close it up there. Hopefully, this sets the record straight that the Eastern Christians do indeed have a form of the angelic Psalter. Oh, that's one more thing I wanted to say. My buddy Stephen Nelson, who did the cover for this book, which I think is great. He's on the cover of a lot of my books. He's a friend of mine, Stephen Nelson. He read an advanced copy of this book, Rosary in 50 Pages. And he wrote me, he said, hey, I think I found a typo. And I said, okay, what's going on? He says, well, when Mary gave Dominic the rosary in the 1200s, here's what Mary said. Ready for it? I want you to know that in this kind of warfare, the battering ram has always been the angelic Psalter, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. Therefore, if you want to reach the hardened souls and win them over to God, preach my Psalter, end quote. So he said, Stephen picked up something that I didn't pick up. He said, Mary says here that the battering ram has always been my angelic Psalter. And Stephen said, I think it's a typo. I think it should say the battering ram has always been the angelic salutation, the Hail Mary, because the Hail Mary's been around since Luke's gospel. But the rosary, the angelic Psalter, has always been? Mary's implying that it goes all the way back. And then what Mary says next is interesting. She says, which is the foundation stone of the New Testament. So Mary says two things. The battering ram, great imagery, has always been the angelic Psalter, 150 Hail Marys, and is the foundation of the New Testament. So I told Stephen, I said, yeah, maybe I wrote that wrong. You know, maybe when I was typing it, I just mentally put in the wrong, I'll check it. So I went back and looked at the ancient sources recording this about St. Dominic, Blessed Alan de Roche and others. Nope, it says angelic Psalter. So when Mary was talking to Dominic, she says the angelic Psalter always has been the battering ram. It's the foundation stone of the New Testament. So it's been going around from the beginning, praying the 150 angelic salutations. So, Ortho Bros, Eastern Catholic friends, the Ukrainian Catholics, the Greek Catholics, the Maronites, all of our Russian friends, the OCA, Rocor, the Greeks, the Antiochians, all y'all, follow the good Seraphim of Sarov. Get in your 150, or at least your 50. And with that, we will pray in closing. I'm going to do it both ways. I'm going to do the Ave Maria in Latin, and then I'm also going to do it in the way that is in the rule of St. Seraphim of Sarov. We'll do it both. Ecumenical, east-west. Oremus, nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. And now, for the way found in the rule of the Theotokos, Hail, O Virgin Theotokos, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. For thou hast borne the Savior of our souls. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Maybe if we all pray the 150 angelic salutations, maybe Our Lady can cure all these schisms and heresies and debates and problems. Only, really, I have a wife and I have 8 kids. And you know who gets the kids to agree and get along? My wife, the mom, the mother of God, Theotokos. All right, so, in closing, pray the rosary or the rule of the Theotokos every day, or you're not on the team. Thanks, everybody, for watching. If you like this video, please like it. If you want to share it, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, Gab, and Parler. Parler is back. Share it with all your orthobro friends. I think all the orthobros are going to be attacking me for something I said in this video. God bless them. May the Holy Theotokos pray for them and be merciful and kind to them. Also, if you're new, please ascribe. And if you're new, please subscribe and hit that bell. If you're new, hit the bell. And if you've been subscribed, please check and make sure you still are subscribed. People do get unsubscribed on these shenanigans here on the tube. All right. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ says you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. And Godspeed, Holy Theotokos, save us.